Welcome back to the Global OU Daily Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Matas Mase, the 29th day of the month of Tammuz, and Erev Rosh Chodesh Menachemot. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd like to note that one of our very special and incredibly dedicated callers are sponsoring Monday's call in memory of their granddaughter. The York site is actually on Sunday, but as we do not have a call on Sunday, I would like to acknowledge it now. This call and the one on Monday be El Nishmas, their beloved granddaughter, Malka Bracha, Bat Rav Shimon Chaim, Irina Miriam. May her neshama have an aliyah. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Shurin of Sky Lake Synagogue in North Miami Beach, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk. Furthermore, Rabbi Shurin has been, and his really in his incredible community, have been at the forefront of the tragic building collapse at Surfside, immediately in its aftermath, coordinating for various supplies and relief for the family of those missing and for all of those who were displaced. I've asked Rabbi Yeshurun to spend a few minutes to please share with us some of his thoughts and to highlight, really in the shadow of this horrible tragedy, all the good and positive will which was generated by his community and many others. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Yeshurun fully reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121 and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berachah L'Cholam and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, the Chavot, with great honor, Rabbi Yeshurun.
Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this important call. This week's Torah reading is a double portion, Matos Masi. And in Parshas Masi, the Torah details the 42 locations where the Jewish people stopped as they traveled across the Sinai Desert on their way to the Promised Land. In life, there are various stations, and each has its unique purpose and challenge. The places we visit, the people we meet, the experiences we have are all part of that journey. Many of us run and rush through life. We're in this constant rat race. It's so important to stop and reflect. We all need a break from the daily grind so we can focus, make the right choices, march to our rhythm, and find courage and strength to deal with life's challenges and difficulties. And in the aftermath of the tragedy in Surfside, we need now a lot of that strength, resilience, and resolve. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, we're finding that strength in the community. Everyone is helping, donating, extending themselves in ways I cannot begin to describe. I've never seen such solidarity and unity. When the news first came out, my shul, Sky Lake Synagogue, basically turned from a house of worship into the main collection and distribution center of Miami. It became the main drop-off point where everything was being consolidated and sorted, packaged, loaded, and trucked down to where all the displaced people and the first responders were, and then distributed. People came from all over Miami. Amazon packages arrived from all over the world. People donated warehouses space, put their trucks and employees at our disposal, left work early or skipped it altogether for a day or two. One individual donated 100 laptops and another an unlimited amount of cell phones with a line for 1 month free of charge. Through Sky Lake Shul efforts, we were able to secure 50 hotel rooms and another 36 fully furnished apartments for up to a month at no cost. The outpouring of support was really overwhelming. We weren't keeping up with the hundreds of volunteers rushing in to help and hundreds more dropping off supplies outside the shul. Imams and priests and spiritual leaders of all religious denominations were working alongside rabbis and Jewish lay leaders. It was just an incredibly moving sight. It brought me to tears to see everyone working together, men, women, teens, young children, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Christians, African Americans, Hispanics, etc., all united through compassion and a deep desire to help. These past 2 weeks, we've shown the world that our differences can give way to brotherhood and love, and that when we choose to focus on what unites us and not on what divides us, then our power as a community is on full display. Let's hope and pray that this unity can be achieved not only in the wake of tragedy, but also through creating lasting bonds between people and understanding the great value of diversity, harmony, and coexistence. We will now turn to chapter 20, Perech Kaf, in the Tehillim. And I will recite this slowly and you can follow along. L'menatzeach mizmor le'David Ya'ancha Adonai be'yom tzara Yesagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh U'mitzion yisadeka Yizkor kol minchotecha ועולתך ידע שנסלה ייתן לך חלבבך וכל עצתך ימלא מרננה בישועתך ובשם אלוהינו נדגור ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך אתה ידעתי כי יושיע אדוני משיחו יענהו משמי קודשו בגבורו יש הימינו אלף הרכב ואלף הסוסים ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר המה קראו ונפלו ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד אדוני יושיע המלך יעננו ויום קוראנו פרק כ"ג, chapter 23 מזמור לדוד אדוני רואי לא אחסר בנודה שירביצני על מי מנוחות ינהלני נפשי ישובב ינחני ומגלי צדק למען שמו גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לא יירא כי אתה עמדי שבתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי נשענת ושמן ראשי כוסי רוויה אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים פרק קכף אלף, chapter 121. שיר המעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי, מאימה אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגלך. אל ינו שומרך הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל אדוני שומרך אדוני צילך על יד ימינך יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה אדוני ישמורך מכל רע ישמור
את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. פרק קופלמת, chapter 130. שיר המעלו ממה מכיר כרציך אדוני. אדוני ישימה וקולי תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. עם אבונות תשמור יא אדוני מי יעמוד. כי אימך הסליחה למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי ולדברו אוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי מה אדוני החסד והרבה עם אופדות. והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה אהרון דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים. ישראל והקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם ולרפותם ולהחזיקם ולחיותם. נשלח להם מהרה רפואה שלימה מן השמיים וכל עבריהם ולחוב מידיהם בצוף שאר בולי ישראל. רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב. ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנתונים בצרה ובשביה עומדים בין בין המשם. המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציא מצרה להימחם אפלה לאורה ובשיבוד לגאולה שתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב. ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yeshurun, and thank you so much for your leadership and for all that your community have done over these really difficult past 2 weeks. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good, and whatever it is that we're praying, that we're davening and hoping for, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Aaron Liebtag with Congregation KJBS in Lincolnwood, Illinois. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, restful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom and Chodesh Tov.